This is Davinston.
All right, we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den, the final segment of the show. On the break, new music from Blaylock with Catch of the Pride, and Chloe Collins with Kinda Boy, A Girl Writes a Song About. Very popular here. We like that.
I really like both of them.
Good songs tonight. Yeah. Of course, you can learn more about them at deucemusic.com. Blaylock and Chloe Collins, deucemusic.com. All right. So we're going to do the Avalo stuff. You and I kind of set the table at the beginning of the show.
Right.
What this is going to be like. If there's anybody in the chat room who wants to ask me questions about this as I go through it, feel free. If anybody wants to call in, 845-986-8804. If you want to do that, you could do that. If you just want to sit back and listen, you could certainly do that. Everything is on davinsden.com. You go to Juliana and Craig. Pretty much everything I got about these two is on there. We're going to go through some of the newer stuff that I just posted within the last 24 hours. We're going to go through that. There's a video that Craig rambled on for 30 minutes where he just, the Nigerian scammers. Don't think we're going to get to that considering the hour.
Right.
Probably we'll do it at a future time.
Okay.
We'll figure out when. But I did answer it on the page.
Yeah.
I did make some notes on the page. But we were in the middle of telling the story of Billy, mm-hmm. who was a foreign national, who actually got scammed by Juliana herself.
Yeah.
He had been scammed originally by somebody pretending to be Juliana Avalos, found the real Juliana Avalos, told her what happened to him, and I'll give this to Grant and Avalos. They see an opportunity. They jump on it.
Yeah.
So he sent me a bunch of things. And as I said at the top of the show, at the time I really wasn't discussing this with Joe and Pip. I really wasn't discussing it with anybody because he was in a bad spot and he didn't want me to talk about it.
Right.
With anybody. Then eventually he gave me the permission. So now I can put it all out there. So I'm going to pick up my computer, and I'm going to try to read off the computer, and talk into the microphone at the same time.
Oh, the boy's got skills.
Well, let's see if I can do it. Hold on.
Maybe the boy doesn't have skills, we're going to say.
All right. So Billy actually sends some old emails from Avalos to him. Now, these are from her cjulie.com website. That was her website where you could get in contact with her, order the pictures, order the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Good way to get in contact. This was all pay. But you couldn't fake this. This is from her. It says from Juliana, and there's a smiley face. And then the email address is julie@cjulie.com. Has the date on there, September 12, 2012. It has two. I whited out the two. I have the original two, but I don't want to give this guy's email address away.
Right.
So I have that. So that's why you see some things redacted. Mm-hmm. Like I said at the top, if there's a victim out there and they want to do a lawsuit, I could talk, maybe hand it over to the attorney, anything I can do to help.
Yeah.
The subject is high. So it includes one of her pictures of her at the beach when her ass did not look like a transit truck job. A transit bus, as you described it. A gentleman you is.
Yeah,
so they're getting to know each other. So she says, I like R&B. This is how she writes. She writes awfully. She writes the way she talks.
Oh, great.
I like R&B. To like all the songs you send, I love them. Yes, if you work out, you get a nice body. Too true, and good for your health. Hey, honey. I am raining out of time to pay this two important bills I have to pay one bill. See, if I just read this without the email address, I go, this is a scammer.
Or a four-year-old.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of guessing now that's why she needs to scam people. She can't write
right.
or understand English.
Like if I read that, I go, oh, this dude's getting scammed. There's a regular picture of her,
mm-hmm.
like one of the glamour shots that's all over the place. Mm. But no, this is legit.
Yeah.
So anyway, she goes, I have to pay one bill. Is $233 and the other is $180. Do you think you can help me out? Smiley face. I can pay you back when I make the money.
Uh-huh.
I rent bounce houses too. This is true. And this weekend I didn't have any book. Please, I need your help and don't know what to do at this moment. Now we've heard this 1,000 times.
Yeah.
From scammers.
From scammers.
But this is the real one.
I know.
The honey, the sweet talk, mm-hmm.
yep.
the bad spelling, the lowercase I, the ask for money.
Yeah.
It's like she learned too well.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really.
Right out of their playbook.
You don't have to pick up everything.
Exactly.
<Yeah.
laughs> Now, remember, he had when the last time we covered this, I had said that he had told me that she sent pictures of her crying. And now looking back, he didn't believe it. It was just water for tears.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So he sends me these emails. This one's dated September 19th, 2012. I was crying. I just saw your email. Thank you so much. And I'm going to show Joe and Pip. There's a sad little frowny face.
Oh. Yeah.
But these are not the shots that are online.
No.
This is personal stuff.
This is personal with glasses on. And
this is kind of
back.
What I feared she might be doing, working with the scammers.
Yeah.
To make it more personal with the ones that are willing to pay her.
Right.
And now we see she's doing it to Billy.
Yeah, like these are like proof of life pictures.
Right.
Yeah.
And then here's another picture of another angle, same day. Yeah. Her crying. Aw, poor thing.
Oh.
Look, I like the way she turns her cheek, see?
Yeah. Look,
insert tear here.
Yeah.
This is my good side when I'm crying.
Yeah. And then here's another one, the other side of when I'm crying. Get every angle.
Oh, please. Oh,
my
God.
Why don't you show the wet tissues?
We can order those.
Not a bad idea. Yeah, those are for sale.
So she goes, I was crying. I just saw your email. Thank you so much.
Oh, boy.
Brother.
Well, let's see. Is there anything else on that one, or is that just it? Let me see. Hold on a second.
It's just shameless.
Oops. Okay. Then this is a conversation from, pardon me. Okay. So this is a conversation from November 15th, 2012. So he's writing her. How are you, honey? How's your tonsils feeling? Scammers always get sick.
Because so that you can be sympathetic.
Yes, they always have ailments.
Or their kids get sick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or grandma.
So she responds. And again, this is from her email address. Julie@cjulie.com.
Right.
It's a private website. It's not up there anymore. But if you go on, what is it, like Wayback? I think that's if you go on Wayback, you could see the C. Julie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Still, a lot of it's still up there. So she goes, today has been a horrible day. Can turn off my electricity for past of $180 that then have the money so they turn them off. I know you're in a bad spot right now. Is there any way you can help me out? Typical scammer. Can't pay the bills.
Yeah. Obviously she's talking to him and he's saying I'm in a bad way. And she's like, well, so am I. Can you help me out?
So he responds. Really sorry to hear that. I'm not sure if I can. I still got my bills to pay and a few other things as well. Let me try and see if possible. Now, before I go on, remember, at this point, I think he knows he's about to get laid off. He either knows he's about to get laid off or he has been laid off.
Yeah.
And he's already lost a boatload of money.
To the scammer.
Exactly.
And the shame about it is that you get so wrapped up into this. Look, everybody's in a position of losing a job and stuff like that. And that thing, it's all hands on deck. You can serve everything.
Yeah.
You know, and he's willing to lay out money, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, if you've had hard times yourself, you understand what people are going through when they have hard times, and you're more sympathetic.
Yeah.
So he goes, this is one of your regular monthly bills for $180, isn't it? So she's got him on a payment plan now.
Jesus.
And like I said, he actually sent me some of the Western Union, like, the payments. Like, that's one of the videos included on here that I did on the last reveal. I remember this amount from the previous times when I paid you. Honey, what's happening from the money you've been making from MCA? That was Motor Club of America.
Yeah.
They were hawking that for a while. I thought you both were doing well on that. Well, they were, and from money they were making from scammers. And Craig actually addresses this in the video. At
when
the end
he talks about Nigerian scammers.
Yeah. No, but he actually addresses that Julie was making money.
Yeah.
She goes, MCA doesn't pay until Friday. I think going to pay me for two people for tomorrow, $160. The rest of the other people will go for next Friday. I know it's really rough for you, too. I know it's really rough, but, you know, nothing. This is November 15th at 3:14 a.m. Good morning. Hope you have a great day. Remember, he's in Europe, so the time's off. So this is his morning.
Yeah.
And she responds, this morning my tonsils are hurting really bad and my ears, so I call my doctor, cannot take me into tomorrow. So I took action, went to the hospital, and got my prescription. My right tonsil is infected, so I got three types of medications.
Mm.
But standard conversation. But this is like a regular conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
So then this is subject, Western Union confirmed money transfer.
Oh.
And this is from her to him, and this is from September 12th. Oh, this breaks my heart. You were so nice. Thank you so much. I know this was hard for you with things going on, so I really appreciate it. And this was a payment. Amount set was 300 British pounds, mm-hmm. which I think is more than a dollar.
Yeah, it's more than a dollar.
Mm-hmm. So it turned, and then there was a $27 fee, and the, so it was 327 British pounds.
Wow.
That he had just said, and now she's thanking him. And this is a subject of Western Union confirmed transfer. So she got notified, hey, your money's arrived. Go get it, stupid.
No.
Did you see the way it read like that?
Yeah, your money's ready, stupid. Oh, thanks, Western Union.
This is from October 31st, Halloween. So he goes, she goes, dear Billy, thank you for using the Western Union money transfer. And it's been been available to pick up.
It's about $440.
Okay, thank you. She goes, oh, thank you so much. They open at 10. I have to wake up in 2 hours for my son to go to school. This means the world to me. Thank you again. Now, I don't think Billy's the only one. Because these scammers, and remember, we interviewed somebody who had been scammed by her mm-hmm. or claimed to be from Florida as well. So she's got payments coming in all over the place.
Of course
and
she
does. And they put online how they're living this posh lifestyle.
Yeah.
But they're really grifters.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. And then this is the final from this batch. Dear such and such, thank you for using the Western Union. And this payment was from March, from October 31st. So he sent 382 British pounds on Halloween of 2012.
Mm.
So that's probably around $500.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to see the pattern.
Yeah. And she's and there's always some other need or some other medicine or some other bill. I mean, in real life, that's true, but it's like, what are you doing to take care of it yourself?
Get a job, stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so, this is her job.
So December 9th, 2014, Billy forwards me a conversation she had with him about a scam victim who reached out to her. Now, they were texting.
Okay.
I have, on davinsden.com, I have hidden their phone numbers.
Yeah.
I have the originals. It was her phone number. I knew her phone number at the time. She was using it for her bounce house business. I verified.
Right.
This is her. I just didn't put up her phone number or his phone number
mm-hmm.
on the website. But this is the conversation that they are having. This is about a scam victim. He goes, it was easy to reach you when you had your phone number on the site. CJulie.com.
Yeah.
Anyone looking for you would normally check your site. Okay? She goes, no, I don't think so. I don't have time. I don't have time to save men.
Wow.
Nobody's paying me to save them. If they want to get fooled, it's their problem, not my problem. Now, remember, she had put out this whole video. Mm-hmm. I might even have it on the site. I probably do. Where she was saying, you know, don't be scammed, you know, don't blah, blah, blah. But she was playing sympathetic.
Yeah, and she doesn't really feel that way. She doesn't mean that.
No, she most certainly does not.
But that flies in complete contradiction to that 2020 show that we saw at the very beginning where she was saying, oh, I don't know anything about this. This is terrible.
Right.
Poor victims. And here she's like, I don't have time to save you, you silly bastards. You're on your own.
She continues, when I used to read my email, I used to get a lot of this people. Got boring. Oh, sorry it's bothering you.
Oh. Yeah.
But that would explain why she never responded to me. Remember,
yeah.
I reached out to her.
Uh-huh.
And I was offering to help her. He goes, I bet. She goes, hearing the same shit. Men are stupid.
Wow.
These are the same people. These are the same people, Juliana Valls, who wants you to get a loan with her for BitConnect.com. She don't think you're fucking smart. She thinks you're stupid.
Right.
Just like she thought these people were stupid. They're always looking to get one over on you, allegedly.
You're all a mark.
Yeah. That's the way they look at you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality. Billy goes, how many did you used to have daily? She goes, they need to wake the fuck up.
Wow.
Wakey, wakey, bitch. Guess who's here? I'm fucking waking them up.
Wow.
Yeah. This is the conversation. Again, I'll give this to the lawyer or the authorities mm-hmm. if there's ever going to be an action. She goes, hearing the same shit, men are stupid. He goes, how many do you used to have? She goes, they need to wake the fuck up and meet a real woman. He
right.
goes, how do you mean? She goes, in their town, stop thinking some woman wants you. Or what wants you that other men want. So basically, you can't get a woman that's attainable.
Yeah.
That's what she's saying. She's so full of herself, and she does have all these people kissing her ass.
Well, she's basically saying that, you know, if you see some woman that all these guys are clamoring after, she's unobtainable for you, average Joe.
Right.
Go find a real girl in your own town.
Go get yourself four.
That you can get. Yeah, well, basically, that's kind of what she's naming it.
Now, remember, Billy has been in this position. Billy was scammed. She knows this.
And she's just slamming him right in the face. Like, basically, she's calling him stupid.
Yes.
You're looking for a soul from this woman?
Yeah, no.
No, listen,
I'm
man,
really past
I can't
that.
Stop him, but I can warn the people. So Billy goes, okay, but when these scammers target these men, they act as regular girl, but in most cases from abroad or in the States, which is true.
Yeah.
She goes, or is it that they think that women live in Africa and they can own her like some type of object? Why would I waste my time talking to anybody from Africa? Well, you probably did to make some money, stupid.
Yeah, of course you did.
So Billy goes, the scammers portray themselves as regular type of girl. Mm-hmm. Billy's been there. He's like, whoa, this is a little harsh.
Yeah.
And she goes, our hero, this men are delusional. Learn fucking English. These men are delusional. I'll clean it up.
Yeah.
Wake the fuck up and look in the mirror at yourself.
Oh, my God. That's really
harsh. Oddly enough, Joe saw the video of her looking in the mirror. Not very complimentary.
No, not. No.
And that was, Joe saw the unblocked out version.
Right.
If you wanted to slap her on the ass, you need one of those things at the pizza parlor where they put the pie on and shove it in the thing.
Those pizza paddles.
I prefer pizza. I prefer pizza than that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wake the fuck up and look at the mirror at yourself and see what type of woman you really can get. He goes, LOL, you should make a video and say that on Facebook. Because remember, she's playing like she gives a shit about them. Remember, she created a group on Facebook to help scam victims. Remember that? And I infiltrated it, and it's on the website. And it's filled with scammers. But she's pretending that she's trying to help, probably because the attorney told her to.
Oh, well, yeah.
She goes, not much people on my Facebook are getting scammed. They should know I am the real Juliana. Not the way you fucking talk. You talk like English is a third language, too.
Yeah, really.
I know. Where? I mean, is she from?
She's from Jersey, originally.
Oh, I figured.
Oh, hey, now.
Jersey shots. let's see. Is there, if they want to get fooled, it's their problem, not my problem.
Wow.
They need to wake. So
she's real sympathetic. Not my problem, man.
So that was that.
Y'all stupid.
What'd you guys think of that?
I think that's incredibly damning.
Yeah.
April 8th, 2015. Billy reveals he lost 13,000 pounds to his original scammer and around $20,000 to Avalos.
Wow.
So here's some more stuff.
So much more to her.
Yes. Well, because you would too. You thought this was the real one.
Yeah. Mm.
So he sends some more emails. This is from November 27, 2012. So Billy goes, you got a marriage proposal from this guy, quote, Dean Lee. I'm sure that's not his real name, so that's why I'm saying it. So some guy on Facebook. I just have to back off now because I cannot compete with this guy. Looks like without me, you'll still have 299 lovers. Might be an exaggeration, but he's not off.
Mm-hmm.
There's just too many guys out there who are in love with you. You know what? I better just walk away because the competition is just too much, LOL. And not to mention the one living with you as well. He's got it all. That, of course, is Craig Grant.
Yeah.
And as we said last time we did this, she explained away Craig Grant.
Yeah. She acted like, oh, that's my roommate kind of thing. Or we used to go out, but not anymore. He just, he won't leave.
So she responds, there can be 1 billion guys, but I haven't seen one as good looking as you.
Wow.
Confidence level have to drive up. And not just looks. You're inside. You're very sweet and kind. All these are old men, ugly, nothing to worry about. These are her fans.
Yeah.
These are the people that adore her. Yeah. This is what she really thinks. This is who you're going to send your money to invest in cryptocurrency. You have other options. I don't know what they are, but you have other options.
No, but I mean, if you think that there's something legitimate about this, you've seen stories. I mean, I have seen stories pop up on sites that I'm reading that say, this guy is a fast millionaire from cryptocurrency. And I was like, really? And I was going to read it, but I just was like, yeah, I'm not going to waste my time on this. I doubt it.
Listen, people are making money on that's their choice.
Yeah.
But I would not invest with these two.
Not with these two.
No.
September 18th, 2012. He sends me the email from then. Again, it's from her. Again, you can see it's Julie at cjulie.com. You can't fake this shit. I got the originals. I talked to this guy. I've posted intimate videos and pictures.
Yeah.
This is all legit. Honey, you are the greatest person I met in a long time. I'm happy you found me. Thank you, honey. Right now, I've been thinking about is my mother. She has a house from 1992. This house I growing up in, but now she needs to pay $3,000 as soon as possible for late payments. If she don't pay it, she will have to move out of her home in 30 days. This is bad news. I don't want my mother to get kicked out of her home. I wish I could help her out with some money. I love my mother so much, and this hurts me so much. I don't know what to do. Even if I sell some... Maui walked in.
Maui, run for your life!
Run.
Maui's looking at me with the side eye.
Yeah. She just don't know what she thinks of the allegations.
Maui, is there any truth to the allegations? Maui, bring this down.
Stop handing her that dildo to talk into.
Anyway. I don't know what to do. Even if I sell some of my things, I still wouldn't make $1,000 to help her out with the $3,000 she needs to pay. This is stressing me out.
Now, she said that she owes how much?
$3,000 for the house.
$3,000, and she'll be out of the house
in 30 days. Her mom. Mom, Joe. Mom.
Mommy.
I wonder if she's renting the house or she has.
No, she's full of shit. She just wants money. Stupid.
Her mom. I'm always going to get thrown out of the house she grew up in, Joe.
But what I'm saying is the bullshit meter is on because basically it takes a year. If they're going to be evicted, you don't pay your mortgage. It takes at least a year.
No. 30 days. 30
days. That's
what
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You know?
Now he's now running out of the room.
He sends me an email from September 22nd, 2012. She goes, this must be their getting to know each other period.
Right.
Getting to know you.
Getting to know how you'll scam me.
Getting to know you and your financial situation.
Nice.
So she goes, I love jogging to start working out of the gym when I turn 15 years old. Oh, okay, Senator. I love working out and eating healthy. Yes, one day we can work out. I love working out on abs. I love eating fish. Hey, my cell phone started to act so crazy. Many things going wrong at the same time. I have to get other phone, not an iPhone. I saw a phone there for $150. I really need it for my biz that I have with the bounce houses and coffee and Avon. Now, we know she did the coffee and we know she did the bounce houses.
Yes.
Didn't know about Avon. Do you...
The Avon lady looks around your house, sees what you can scam you out of.
Oh, yeah, she's just casing the joint. She'll be back and break into a window and take all your stuff.
You were going to show me the rouge. Never mind a ruse. Let me look at your statement.
Never mind a rouge. It's a ruse. It's
nice.
No, that deserves more. Nobody else uses ruse. Fuck you.
It gets all sensitive.
Most certainly do. She continues, do you think you can help me get the cell ASAP because I'm losing people like today? I had a lady call me about a bounce house, but the phone was going crazy, so I lost her. Sad face.
Oh, come on.
Urgency. Now, this is the sense of urgency. Yeah. I need money. I need it now. Never any time to think. That's the way scammers operate.
Well, that's the way, that's the oldest sales pitch.
The funny thing is, and think about it, what he just said, well, I need money. I need it now. And when Davin is scamming these people, like, you know, Belinda and who was it, Agnes? Was it Agnes before that?
No. Yes.
Agnes. He would just.
Flory.
Just. Take his time with stuff.
Oh, dragging them through the ages, waiting for him.
I need the money now. Well, where is the Western Union office? Maybe we could do something else. Do you really need the money?
I was on my way to do it, and I tripped, and I broke my toe, and I had to go to the hospital.
I got bugged. All sorts of horrible things have happened to me.
Yeah.
So January 11th, 2016. Mm-hmm. You guys still with me?
Yeah. A very poorly timed yawn on your part, Joe.
Go find your purse.
Are you still with me?
He is, but the purse isn't. It's in parts unknown.
That's in the car.
Now he grabbed it and ran.
July 11, 2016. Billy reveals he gave Avalos money from September of 2012 until the summer of 2015.
Okay, that's like 3 years.
Yeah. Below are some more screenshots from their tumultuous relationship. These are screenshots of them fighting about how Billy treats Juliana. This is a real fucking thing.
Yeah.
I mean, this
Well, so
they're in. This is 3 years.
And he treats her so badly that Woody's throwing her all this money and she's just...
She can't be bought, Pip Helix.
All this horse shit? Yeah, I know.
What are you thinking?
I know.
She's a woman of high
of
integrity.
Excuse me.
She goes, I'm done talking to you. He goes, why? What did I do to you? You always have some negativity about you. He goes, what negative are you talking about? She goes, I have a lot of things happening in my life that you don't know, but I don't take it out on you. This is a real fucking relationship.
Yeah,
now.
Really? It is now.
He goes, I was fine. I wasn't taking anything out on you. No way, instead. She goes, I just would like for you to leave me alone. I can't keep doing this. Sorry. I did care about you.
Mm-hmm.
Straighten up. Stop giving me shit. I got other men on the hook that are more low maintenance than you.
Yeah, you're too time-consuming for me.
Yes. You like to verbal abuse me a lot for many years. You've done that. Friends don't do that. I'm done. Puts his name in there.
Uh-huh.
Which I deleted, which I, you know,
yeah,
blocked out.
Yeah.
Sorry. He goes, you've done so many things to me. I didn't say anything like that to you. She goes, okay, so both of us use.
So both of us are users?
I don't know, maybe.
Is that what she's trying to say?
She goes, no. He goes, no, not compared to what you did. He's had enough of this shit.
Oh, is this his wake-up time, these texts here?
He goes, I wasn't. She goes, only enemy think like the way you think. Yes, you were. He goes, what? You were calling me all the words in the book.
Oh.
Her command of phraseology is much like a scammer's tale.
Yes.
He goes, when? Yesterday? She goes, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Happy days. He goes, I was not. Only said bad stuff yesterday. Well, there was yesterday.
Oh, okay. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
She goes, you have to know, I'm not looking for nothing from you. I'm getting a steady fan full of money, but I'm not, you got me all wrong.
Yeah, I don't want anything from you, except for $3,000 more for mommy. Mommy.
You have to know I'm not looking for anything from you, and I'm tired of you. I think she meant tired.
Yeah, I think she did.
And I'm tired of you saying I'm using you and blah, blah. Oh, I got the song for that.
Yeah.
He goes, I know. She goes, and don't care about you by me. I just want to be your friend, and you making me look like I'm a monster coming for you. It's okay, but this is not the first time. Every time you lash out, always call.
Wait, hold on one second. She just said, I just want to be your friend?
Yep.
Yeah, you know what? Any guy that's thinking that this girl has designs on being with them, are you not hearing these red flags? Are you not seeing this stuff? You know, a lot of people say that in a relationship, a person tells you where they're really at. Mm-hmm. And, like, if somebody says to you, I don't want to have kids, don't start thinking because your rosy picture of how your relationship's going and what you want that you'll be able to talk them into it. It's like, no, they're telling you who they really are. You have to tune into those things. And here is a person who... you can tell a lot about her character because the things that she's saying, she's coming out and saying these people who are her quote-unquote friends, her clients, some think they're her boyfriend, this is what she really thinks of these people. So it's like, if you want to be a client of this person, look at what her personal behavior is like. Judge her character by what she does.
So she continues, so you must think bad about me. I do.
No, I do.
I do.
So if you do, then you shouldn't talk to me anymore. No, you can call in. I'm not a bad person, okay? But like I said, not the first time. He goes, okay. She goes, you said the same things on email a few months ago. It's the safe stuff. I guess.
Stuff?
I don't. Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. She goes, I'm done talking to you. She goes, why? Oh, okay. So that was the end of that. All right. So then we'll move on. So what do you think of that? Interesting, right? Mm.
Yeah, I mean, she's infuriating.
And then there's a screenshot about them fighting about money. He goes, you could have fooled me. She goes, 100. That's all you talk about is the shit you bought. So I'll get rid of everything. She's admitting it. There it is.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
I'll get rid of everything.
He goes, you were fucking begging me for money when I came across you, and you fucking love conning me. You're a fucking con artist.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Billy.
She goes,
Billy.
Wish I could get rid of you. You can.
Yeah. Stop talking to her.
Then there's the screen. Then there's this email. Mm-hmm. And this is from, goes way back. This is September 20th. So this is in the beginning of the relationship. It jumps around a little
bit.
Okay. She goes, good morning. Trust me, I will stay single. I don't go out much, and I will be with you, I'll be 100 with you. So you have a child. How old are boy and girl? Where is the mom? So she's starting to get her hooks into him.
Right. And she's lying, saying she's not with anybody.
Right. And then this is from September 19th, 2012. She goes, hey, honey, sorry, I just read that I am not married and fam we broke up. She's not married, doesn't have a family, we broke up. I'm very sorry you feel like you do, but I'm on my own. I needed help, and like I said, for you to help my mother means the world to me. I'm a good person, and you are too. I would never do anything to hurt you. Now keep in mind, boys and girls, out there in the BitConnect world, and... the romance scamming girl. She's still with fucking Craig. Mm-hmm. They've been together over a decade. They're still posting videos together. They still have two kids together. But she's fucking lying to this guy in 2012 when they were very much together.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing.
I don't think they're going to like this episode.
No.
Let's see. Juliana pressures Billy for money and then thanks Billy for sending the money. So this is from September 18th, 2012. She's not even answering her phone, but I know she feels she's on this line. This is breaking my heart. So this is that's the pressuring.
Yeah.
This is breaking my heart. That's about the mom. And she goes, September 19th, next day. Thank you so much for helping my mother. Today I will send her the money, and I will bake something for her and buy her a bear and a card. Three. I don't think you need – you know, if you have money for bears and cards, you can fucking pay the rent, stupid.
You're buying her a bear?
Buy him a bear. He deserves a bear.
Yeah, he needs a bear.
I still have not talked to her on the phone. What you did was so good. Can you tell you are not selfish? I really wish could hug you, right? And there's, like, kisses and all that crap.
Uh-huh. Such horseshit.
Juliana worries about losing her house. No, honey, this is from September 19th. No, honey, this is 100%. It really hurts me. It's bad in America. Many people are losing their house. I wish this was just a dream. This was during the recession.
Mm-hmm.
When people were losing their houses. So. All right. So that's all that stuff. We could do what the if you guys want to, we could do a little bit on how the plaintiffs at Match.com will work and when we were working against them. Because now I got that side. I start talking to their expert witness.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, but on February 23rd, 2016, we conducted an interview with the son of the man who killed himself after he was scammed by Juliana about Peter.
Oh, yeah.
So that the link is right there. So you can listen to that. And I've actually corresponded with him in the past couple of days to let him know I haven't forgotten and this is what's going on.
Oh, you have spoken to him?
Today. Because I know he felt after 2020 he was promised the world and he was upset with Chris Cuomo because they said they would keep in touch. And stay on it, and they didn't. So I wanted to let him know. I'm still working on it.
Yeah.
Because he felt she was part of it, too.
Oh,
I don't think she was part of that particular scam.
No, but he could tell that he could see that what we saw, that there was something not completely authentic about her.
Right. So this is March 20th, 2016. I begin emailing with Dr. Tim McGinnis of Romance Scams Now. So Dr. Chin tried to work to save the Match.com case with Evan Spencer, the attorney, because he felt the dating websites held responsibility to the victims of dating sites. What follows are, you know, then there's his insights into the case and conversation they had between me and Dr. Tim. And this is all on the site, but he goes to me, you were right. She evolves and her boyfriend, Craig Grant, are not honest people.
Oh, wow.
This is, you know, after the whole thing fell apart, thanks to us.
Yeah.
Though Avalos was responsible for killing the Match.com lawsuit, we tried to work with the attorney to save it because it was the only way to get change in the dating industry. So I don't have any sympathy for her or her husband.
Right.
Not her husband. They're not. Well, unless there's common law in Florida. I don't know.
I don't know.
He goes, I'm very familiar with the Match case. I was consulting with Evan. That's the attorney. Because I had a major piece of evidence that he needed against Match. Intent. But you were right. He choked and it collapsed. That was my assessment of the attorney.
Yep.
Choked because of a fucking comic, a comedian and radio host. Stupid.
Well, he wasn't really very good either.
No, he was not. Remember the match lawyers were like, they would be better off if I was prosecuting the case. Yes. What he needed was to go after them with real people instead of porn stars and webcam girls, which no one would sympathize with. And once Avalos' boyfriend admitted to being involved in scams, you're welcome, then the case became weak. The main reason he gave up was that he was spending his own money plus others on a lost trial that initially looked like a sure thing with my testimony, and when Avalos turned, he lost his backing and nerves. That was us.
Nicely done.
Since the case is over, I'm willing to share my correspondence with Evan Spencer. Most of my involvement was by phone and has no records, but what I have I will share. So this is so he sent me this stuff in March. This is Dr. Tim. Going back to the lawsuit and Evan Spencer, I'm attaching emails for information purposes. It will also share some of our background with Match, who we knew well. In 2005-2006, we built a system for MySpace to police their entire website's images. We had about 100 humans at a facility in Orlando eyeballing every image posted on MySpace. This was part of their FTC settlement, Federal Trade Commission.
Wow.
We could scan 20,000 images per person per hour. After we got that up and running, we tried marketing it to Match.com and the other top 20 dating websites. I had conversations with Match's CEO, who admitted they knew about the problem. This is, you know, all hearsay, but this is what he's saying.
Yeah.
But we're not going to do anything about it because that would acknowledge the problem and bring the potential liability with it. Plus, they need the scam profiles to boost their profile count.
Oh,
when
great.
They still use as their key value of their service, which is kind of like what Facebook does with profiles.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, the service failed to attract a single other buyer. That was what I was going to testify in the Match case. He goes, we even found Standard's body in 2005, but it shut down because of threats from the dating industry. And then these are emails between Dr. Tim and Evan Spencer from 2014.
That's great.
Dear Mr. Spencer, I've just become aware of your case pending against Match.com and believe that I can assist you on a couple of different levels. First, let me say that I have pertinent and credible knowledge that could prove useful and have appeared as expert witnesses in the other rights of publicity and other web technology and patents cases. In this case, why I think I can help you is for the following reasons. And there's nine of them. Do you want me to read the reasons or not?
Sure.
Remember, this is what I was up against. I had no fucking idea.
I know.
Number one, I've been a web developer and a major website operator for 18 years and am intimate with the technologies that would easily follow for proper site visitor screening. Two, I've developed online dating websites over the years for clients and can speak to their concerns on these issues. However, I have no conflicts of interest. Three, I hold various certifications in regulatory online information security and privacy. Four, I myself publish several thousand websites, one of which is a major anti-scammer website called RomanceScamsNow.com. Which tries to identify the theft of individuals' photos by scammers. And please note the following. And then I put a link for the open letter to dating website companies. Five, I am also the owner of Online Reputation Repair, a company called, and I deleted that as per his request.
Okay.
The very first such business founded in 1995 that helps individuals whose reputations have been damaged by actions and abuses online, which is also the first such company to come into existence. Six, I am also the chair of a working group known as, and I deleted that, that was created in 2005 to address abuses by online dating website industry of their clients, profile holders, which I regret to say was mothballed due to the total lack of interest by the dating operators such as Match.com. So his angles is this is going on, and they don't care.
Yeah.
And that's why he was so hot to trot to get with Evan.
Right.
I have significant knowledge of the methodology of African, Asian, Eastern European dating scammers and techniques and best practices that could have been used by dating site operators to easily combat their abuses, technology at a reasonable cost, as well as how dating site operators actually rely on nearly 100% after-the-fact customer reporting, which many times is ignored. Speaking from personal direct experience, also how the dating website owners knowingly use fake profiles to boost their numbers of claimed profiles to further lure in unsuspecting victims. So he was going to use his he was going to testify as to his conversation with the CEO of Match.com.
Wow.
Number eight, I invented a service in 2005 to help dating website operators clean up their profiles, but that ultimately failed because of the negligent attitudes of site operators.
Sure, you could give them the tools, but if they aren't interested in cleaning up the swamp there, they won't do it.
Right. Number nine.
They wanted their profiles to show we have this many profiles online, but it's like, yeah, but you're not scooping out the bad ones.
Number nine. I believe that there are simple best practices that these operators could have used to screen most of the scammers and fake profiles from their sites, that in any settlement they should have to submit to audits and oversight for a period of time to confirm their compliance and execution, and can help you define what those should be. So in Dr. Tim's mind, he's working for a good cause here.
Yeah, he
at least that's
so.
What he's telling. That's what he's telling Spencer. This is, I think there's a problem. I don't think they give a shit, and I think we can solve it. That's where Dr. Tim's coming from.
He seems to have a very pure motivation.
Yes. He continues. I've committed significant time on my own money to try and help victims, potential victims, and those whose photos were stolen to address this problem. I'd be willing to assist you in your cause as well if you are interested. You may call my number directly. Again, I deleted that. And I would be happy to give you my time to discuss this. I truly believe that you'll win, and this can be the watershed, even that the entire dating industry needs to clean up its act. Listen, I said at the time there were certain merits to what they were saying, but I'll be damned if I was going to let Avalos collect.
Oh, God, no.
I wasn't going to let her get a dime if I could.
100%, yeah.
No.
This is from an email from Evan Spencer to Dr. Tim, March 17th, 2014. Dear Dr. McInnes, he didn't take that tone with me. Well, actually, sometimes he did. After he yelled at me and I didn't give a shit, then he would kiss my ass. Remember that?
Yes.
Stupid guy. I just ignored his stupid ass. Dear Dr. McInnes, I'm writing to follow up on our conversation during the January to see how much you would charge to provide a preliminary narrative report of 1 to 2 pages encompassing the matters we discussed. In addition, I would like to see if you can assist with discovery of Match's computer system at the appropriate juncture to determine IP addresses and identify fake profiles with photo recognition software. I would also like to hire you to testify at trial and deposition if necessary, if the litigation proceeds that far. Can you estimate the amount of time it would take you to analyze the IP and email addresses for 6 years of profiles and what type of access you and your team would need? I'm having a discovery conference with defense counsel on Thursday, and it would be helpful to have an idea of what we need prior to the conference. While I am the sole attorney working on this case at this time, I have met with class action firms that are interested in joining the case at a later junction. Yeah, I don't think that happened. Thanks for reaching out to me and providing so much helpful information. I look forward to working with you and hopefully transforming the online dating world into a legitimate enterprise and holding those accountable for years of internet fraud. He's hot to trot.
Yeah.
They're ready to go. What could possibly go wrong?
Are we going to do this again next time?
If you want, I'll do the video next time. You, me, and Mercedes?
Yeah.
We'll do the video next time?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, let me just finish up with Dr. Tim.
Okay.
Because, yeah, let me just, there's a little bit more here. Let me just do the Dr. Tim stuff.
Okay.
Then we'll address Craig's video.
Yeah.
At a different time. That way I know where to leave off. All right. Dr. Evan Spencer to Dr. Tim, April 1st, 2014. Dear Dr. McInnes, attached, please find the Second Amendment complaint plus Exhibit A in the above-named case that was filed today. Avalos withdrew from their case as she was harassed and defamed after it was filed. No, that's not why. No harassment. No defamation.
Nope.
Evidence, stupid. Evidence that you should have had because you didn't fucking know what you were dealing with, you jackass.
Yeah, he didn't even look into it.
You harassed me, Evan Spencer. Yes. You called me on the way home from a gig and said very mean things.
You know, he's not a nice man.
No, he lost his shit.
Yeah, he did.
Stupid. The judge entered a briefing schedule for a motion to dismiss yesterday during our initial pretrial conference held yesterday. The briefing should be completed in June with the judge making a decision thereafter. In the event he denies the motion to dismiss, I would like to provide you with a retainer and obtain an expert narrative report. While the case is no longer class action, it will establish the legal precedent necessary to hold IAC and Match, that's the big company that owns Match,
right,
accountable for their wrongful conduct and hopefully alter the deceptive practices occurring in the online dating industry in the process. He goes, I didn't hear back from you after my last email, so please let me know if you're still interested. And this is from Evan Spencer, April 28, 2014.
Okay.
Dr. McInnes, Juliana's boyfriend told the media that they have been involved in romance scams. No, he didn't. Not exactly.
No.
Shit's falling apart, kid.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Juliana denies this. Of course she does.
Of course.
But it ruined her case without it's true or not. Thank you. Bows. There is the recognition we so justly deserve.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is the shit they would not print in the newspapers.
I know. Damn them.
There it is. I have attached a photograph from your website of Melissa Harrington, a.k.a. Melissa Midwest. This is going to be fine. My client, Meltech, owns the rights to all of her photographs. Eh, not really. I have approximately 170 examples of fake Match and People Media profiles with her photos appear. Discovery may uncover more. Her photos are among the most notorious ones used in fake dating profiles and appear on several romance scam sites. Other victims of this practice have contacted me, but they did not want to use their names in a lawsuit for privacy reasons. If we are successful in defeating the motion, other individuals or entities could potentially have cases against Match and IAC, other sites for the unauthorized use of their photographs and fake profiles. They might be more inclined to take action. I think we'll be successful because of the federal district. All right. So he basically talks about why they're going to be successful.
Yeah.
I'll keep you posted. All right. And this is Dr. Tim's response. Thank you for the update, especially identifying Harrington. We will compile what we have in our collection, create another page, highlight the extent of the identity theft and false profiles relating to her as well as for everyone's benefit. Would you think it would help for us to put a statement on our website inviting individuals who've had their photos stolen and used to contact your office? Since my company is independent, if we do it, it would not be considered a loyal solicitation, but rather a news report. Thanks again.
See, now here he is trying to funnel, like, legitimately people who have been harmed by this and send them to this attorney.
Then here's the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll pick up where what happened and how I got involved a couple months ago.
Okay.
This is the last one, though, for tonight. This is Dr. Tim to Evan Spencer. Did I understand that that Ms. Avalos dropped out? Yes, you did.
Because
they got all this shit.
Yeah, oops.
If only they would have stayed in. I was offering to speak to her if you want. Being that I am in Miami, I can better show her the impact that this is having on herself and her son. No. She knows the impact.
Oh, yeah.
She's quite aware. Oh, yeah. She's bathing in impact.
She felt that impact.
Yeah.
What is this?
Is it somebody? Is it Craig?
That's the wife's cell.
Oh. Uh-oh.
That was management again.
Hold on a second. On the air, can I call you back?
He said, hold on a second to us.
Yeah.
He's talking on the phone. Oh, this can't be good. This just in.
Bye.
Something. Wait, you can't leave us hanging. More allegations.
You touched its fin.
I'll continue. I'll continue.
Were you scaling?
Being that I am in Miami and can better show her the impact that is having on herself and her son, here is an example of how life is being used, and I attached a link to his website. Let me know when you need me. So,
wow.
Thoughts. Lot to digest.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack in that whole conversation between them. I like that he's like, wait a minute, what do you mean they're backing out? Like, he had high hopes of taking down unscrupulous websites, or at least trying to convince the industry to regulate themselves. And then he's like, wait, the people that were going to be pushing this forward are like self-destructive? What?
Yep, ran into the old bus.
Yeah.
Like her ass. Mm. So what do you make of all the emails and stuff like that? And
I think that Billy is probably representative of a lot of people who have been scammed, that there's a mindset. Mm-hmm. There's a deep-seated hunger for connection that even when proven that the person that they're speaking to is being dishonest with them and is ripping them off, they still want that human connection so badly that he... I'm sorry, but allowed himself to be taken in by her as well. I mean, I'm not trying to victim blame, but I do think that, you know, you do have to shake yourself a little bit and say, what am I doing?
Yeah, but I think, well, I found the real person. They wouldn't possibly scan me.
It's hard to not, when you're not in that moment, when you're not in that mindset, it's hard to see that he would recognize that he was being scammed by the other person and yet follow the same pattern with her, even though he wasn't expecting it to happen from her. You know, he's a kind person. He has empathy, you know, galore. And when somebody starts crying the blues about their financial situation, he's willing to help. But I mean, he did it to the detriment of himself and his own family. That's pretty sad.
Anything in the chat I need to address?
No, I think that Tom needs a good beating as usual, but he's behaving himself for the last couple of minutes, so we'll hold off.
Okay. Okay, so I think we covered that. So
yeah.
Maybe we'll do a little bit more of it next week and wrap this up, but I think we've laid out the case. Perhaps why you don't want to invest your hard-earned money with these two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a history of conning people.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy LLC.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner French and Carelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, we have anything coming up?
Yeah, January 19th, Coleman Green.
Coleman Green, January 19th. Experience all the Portobello has to offer. 175 Rampo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Jen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Jen Corelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Jen Corelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.JenCorelli'sPizzaNJ.com. That's www.JenCorelli'sPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Corelli's.
Oh. Side Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Still time to book a comedian for the holidays or a Santa Claus. Don't be shy. Give us a call. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. And, of course, slidesplittingproductions.com. You can email me there. Piperella.
Yes, you need to listen to Mr. Helix's show.
Do you?
Yes, you do. On HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Is it?
It is. It's a great radio station, and you can listen to Mr. Helix.
Can I?
Drive time, 3 to 6 p.m. every weekday. It's a great show. You should listen in.
Should we?
Yeah, you should. Dicks.
Are we?
Yes.
All right, we are.
By the way, the whole, you know, the chat is saying, poor Maui. That was the theme for this tonight.
I'll never look at the cat the same way.
Walk it off, old cat. No, she came out like a star. I gave a heartfelt apology.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, where are you going to be?
Santa Claus.
Oh, good. All right, hey, in 2 weeks, on December 19th, we're going to have another Santa Claus in Rob Eppel. So we hope to have some nice Santa Hellgeeks from Hellgeek stories from Rob and Joe. Be a nice way to go into the holiday break.
Oh, I hope so.
So hopefully things go shitty for Joe.
Yeah, and, and the funny thing is, Robbie, we both worked for the same agency. I don't know if Rob is doing it this season, but he is. He is?
Yeah.
I mean, he's the money. So we're both out
I don't know
there.
If he's doing it for her, but he's Santa.
But we're going out for the same, you know, the same, doing the same shows, going to people's houses, putting up with everything. And it is a house of horrors.
So that's going to be December 19th. December 12th, do you want to do the video with Mercedes? Or
sure.
Yeah, you want to? You think she'd be interested?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll play that. I'll get the audio, play the video, and then we'll do that in the last segment.
Yeah, we can
show.
Do that.
All right. So Thursday, December 6th, I'll be in Waterloo, New York at the Del Lago Resort and Casino. For tickets, 315-946-1695. Friday, December 7th, I'll be in Clark, New Jersey at Rob Eppel's Club. At Molly Maguire's. For tickets, call 732-388-6511. Why are you laughing?
Because you're surprising yourself. Oh, look where I'm going to be. Like, it's a surprise.
It's been a lot of... Listen, I got 3 fucking phone calls to make post-show. Everything's falling apart here.
I know.
Shit that was supposed to happen is not going to happen.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit to worry about.
Yes.
But I got it. I'm fine.
All right.
You know, I won't turn to the cat. I'll be good.
Don't lose your purse.
I won't lose my purse. I'm a man. I won't. But fun show. Little theme show. Good stuff.
Yes. Yes. Had fun tonight.
Maybe I'll make a video of the song, put it on SoundCloud. We'll see. Put it on YouTube. We'll see. See what type of time I have. Why are you laughing, Joe?
No, it was a great tune. I had a fun time writing it, too.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
We wrote it. Joe was playing with the dogs. We wrote some more.
Yeah. Very funny
it's
stuff.
It's our wheelhouse. Awful
things.
He's
like, could you put the dog down? I'm playing. I'm doing a tail ID. We don't have time for a tail ID. There's always time for a tail ID.
I think it was a therapy dog the way Joe was feeling after those shows.
Yeah, look, look. That's what got him in trouble. You knock it off with the dogs.
Yep. Starts with a cat, proceeds to a dog.